One in, all in. The Prime Minister is warning the states must agree to a royal commission into the abuse of people with disability if it's to have any credibility. It's been 2 days now since the Federal Parliament voted to support a royal commission, yet there's still no green light for a royal commission to actually happen. Scott Morrison told a meeting of coalition MPs yesterday that for a commission to be meaningful, it has to address the failings at a state level, and his office says it's seeking legal advice from the Australian Government solicitor on appropriate ways of involving states and territories in the Royal Commission. So what do the states think about all this? Ray Williams is the New South Wales Minister for Disability Services. He joins me in the breakfast studio. Minister, welcome back to breakfast.
Great to be back with you, Fran.
The Prime Minister told his troops this week, earlier in the week, that the states can't be given a leave pass when it comes to a disability Royal Commission. Is New South Wales on board? Do you accept we need a Royal Commission?
Yeah, no, look, I agree with the Prime Minister, Fran, and we've already given in principle support to a Royal Commission on behalf of the disability sector.
So do the states have to formally agree for this Royal Commission to go ahead?
Well, we've done that. I don't know whether they need to formally agree, but certainly I'm a great believer that if you want to address neglect, abuse or harm on behalf of anybody, especially the most vulnerable members of our community, that you need to shine a very, very direct light. And certainly in New South Wales, where we have the strongest protections and safeguards in place of any state in this country, we're more than happy if the federal government would like to commence a royal commission to uncover any dark sides of society that may exist.
So you said yes, but the PM, as I understand, the Prime Minister or his office, haven't directly asked the state yet for formal permission. Is that required?
I'm not sure,
Why,
Fran.
What are we waiting for?
I don't know, but ultimately, if he does anytime soon, well, we're happy to support that.
But you haven't had a call yet?
No, not at this
point. Or a letter?
No, not at this point in time.
Have you rung them to say we're on board?
No, but I'm here now publicly stating we're very, very firmly on board.
So the Prime Minister, just to make this point again, the PM and the Attorney General have repeatedly referred to the fact that since a lot of disability care was previously, and I think probably currently, run by the states, a Royal Commission, quote, would require consultation and agreement from the states and letters painted patent from the states. Is this what happened before the Royal Commission into Institutional Child Abuse? I don't recall Julie Gillard waiting for the state's approval before she announced that.
No, I don't remember that, Fran. And ultimately, that Royal Commission has taken place, and it was good to see the response from the federal government addressing those particular issues and providing principles now that will guide greater protections on behalf of children and protect them from child sexual abuse. And I'm very, very proud to say that New South Wales government has also committed an additional $127 million very, very quickly to better resource that particular area and address those issues.
Have you talked to any of your other colleagues in other states, got on the phone and said, listen, why don't we just push this, go with this?
No, Fran, I haven't, but ultimately I speak on behalf of New South Wales and certainly the New South Wales government when it comes to the disability sector. And as I've said before, we've given in principle support to a Royal Commission.
Advocates are pushing for this Royal Commission to be established as soon as possible before the federal election. New South Wales, of course, where you're the minister, is about to head into an election campaign any week now. Should this be sorted out before the caretaker periods of government, both governments begin?
I'd say, Fran, going to be very, very difficult from our perspective, given caretaker period is only now just a little bit of over a week away. So it's going to be very, very difficult from our perspective. How that affects the federal government, I can't really say. But I don't think anybody's dodging anything. Ultimately, if we want to shine a light on this particular area, as has been done in the areas of child protection, then we bring it on.
And how far-reaching should a Royal Commission be? Have you given this any thought? I mean, would you be comfortable with it covering the treatment of people with disability in state schools, in state hospitals?
Well, I think that will be up to the terms of reference from the Royal Commission, Fran. As I've stated before, we're very, very proud in New South Wales to have some of the strongest protections and safeguards of anywhere in this country. Particularly, just recently, we put in place a very, very strong and independent commissioner on behalf of ageing and disability that will have the ability and the powers to be able to knock on the doors of people's homes, to be able to enter those premises, to undertake investigations, to issue search warrants and also gather evidence on in regards to people in individual homes. We've never ever had that before.
And why did you do that? Why did you did this late last year. Why did you establish this?
Ultimately, the Ombudsman approached me when I came into the role just over 2 years ago, stating that he believed that this could be necessary. The Ombudsman said he was prepared to go out and undertake an inquiry in this particular area to uncover if there were any areas of neglect, abuse or harm. We supported that. I've always been supportive of this commissioner being put in place, but you have to back that up with hard evidence. He did find that there were some areas of abuse and harm, so that has now instructed and established the commissioner to be put in place with around about $47 million of funding to support that going forward.
And is the commissioner in place now?
No, we'll start on the 1st of July this year.
Okay. Since July last year, there has been a new national protective agency, the NDIS Quality and Safeguards Commission. Green Senator Jordan Steele John says it's a watchdog that's all bark and no bite. Do you have a view on that, and do you think a royal commission should look at the effectiveness of that agency for a start?
So if I just go through this very briefly, the Quality and Safeguards at a national level have adopted all the protections and safeguards that New South Wales currently have in place.
But you've already admitted they're not enough. That's why you're setting up this independent ageing and disability commissioner.
That's only on behalf of private spaces and community spaces. But if I just go back a little bit to 2014, our government legislated for the very, very first time what is known as the reportable incident scheme, which mandates that any person who works within the industry, in the disability industry, must report to the Ombudsman any issues that they witness of harm, abuse or neglect. Now, that ability is also offered to carers and families if they witness any issues of abuse or harm, to report that directly to the Ombudsman. The Ombudsman then has the resources available to him to go through in very, very finite detail and to examine all those particular cases. Now, it's fair to say since that time, the reportable incidents have increased, but the significant issues of harm and neglect have decreased significantly, in the Ombudsman's own words. Now,
so you're suggesting that because since that's reportable, people have been less violent against others, less abusive?
Ultimately, once you shine a light on an area and you mandate that any areas, any issues of abuse or harm that people in the industry witness must be reported to the Ombudsman, you then open up for the Ombudsman to inspect that, to knock on the doors, to talk to service providers, to have a very, very close look at those particular areas. That we've seen the reports increase, but the incidence of harm and abuse decrease through that exposure. Now, that doesn't exist in any other state of Australia. It only exists in New South Wales. The Quality and Safeguards Commission, my understanding is they will adopt that, and that will be put in place nationally, and I think that's a very important thing. And once again, like I say, we're very comfortable with our protections and safeguards that are in place. That's why I say, on behalf of a Royal Commission, we've given that in principle support.
It's 16 to 8. Our guest is Ray Williams. He's the New South Wales Disability Services Minister. In your state, disability advocacy groups are planning protests this weekend. They say that the state government is refusing to commit to funding beyond 2020, despite their workload increasing by between 50 and 100% since 2016. Do you accept that these advocacy groups have an important, even critical role to play? And are you neglecting a core piece of support here for people with disability?
Fran, we've always accepted that advocates play a role on behalf of protecting the rights of people with disability.
So will you commit to fund them beyond next year?
What we said is that we would certainly fund to the tune of $26 million up to the middle of 2020, and then at that point in time, review where we are in terms of the entire sector. What we need to take on board here, that as we move into the National Disability Insurance Scheme, that the national government have also committed some $130 million into resources on behalf of what they call their information linkages and capacity building. We don't want to see crossover. We don't want to see duplication of funding here. We just want to make sure that whatever we are funding, that is going to the right areas. And so ultimately we'll address that. We were initially, I suppose, not fearful, but acknowledging that gaps may appear. We don't believe gaps have appeared, but we were happy to support advocates going forward to ensure there were no gaps. Ultimately, in the middle of 2020, we'll go through and address that again.
And Minister, just finally, we heard earlier on AM, Tanya Plibersek, the Deputy Labor Leader and Shadow Federal Education Minister, saying that in government, Labor would increase the level of funding for disability students with a disability in schools. She said it's a great need that is not being addressed yet, even by the Gonski increased funding. Do you agree with that?
Look, ultimately, we just want to see the supports provided to people with disability, whether that's supports for their education under the National Disability Scheme. People now have the ability to go back to TAFE, to go back to university. That that can be supported through their plans, and ultimately that will be a decision for the Minister for Education to make, but I'd certainly like to see and ensure that all people with disability have equal rights right across the board.
Ray Williams, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Hope you get that call from the Prime Minister today.
Thank you. Cheers.
Ray Williams is the New South Wales Minister for Disability Services. You heard there, New South Wales active, even avid supporter, I would think it would fair to say, of a Royal Commission into Disability Services. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 13 minutes to 8.